brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Out there with the family during the break, we are going after the child kidnapping rings. We are not submitting to the evil sheriff and his henchmen anymore. We're not going along with the corruption in this town we call the United States, run by these parasite globalists. All right, for the stations that just joined us, I got a lot of news coming up in the last hour today. We'll have open phones throughout the broadcast, but the CPS is trying to kidnap one of my employees' daughters. On record, strip searched her, everything. She's 8 years old. It's an unbelievable story. That's all coming up with them in studio in 30 minutes. Right now, Janet and PA, we're getting your horror stories from these people. Janet, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. How you doing? I hear you on the anger. Here 5 years ago, my marriage was in an abusive situation and verbally. And I held out as long as I could, finally divorced and left Florida and come back to my hometown. And my children were giving me a hard time, and their father was in a bad accident, and he got killed. Well, my oldest one rebelled, and she was dating this boy, and I didn't like the situation because she was only 15. Well, she ended up getting pregnant. And I didn't like the situation. Well, I had put her in counseling in school thinking it was going to help her, and it didn't. They didn't do none of that. They were just taking whatever this my child said. They were believing her, and they never came to talk to me. And I had taken her I had called the family pediatrician to ask if I could have a pregnancy test done on her, and they said I couldn't have it done unless I had her permission. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. They also let kids as young as 10 have abortions without the parents.
Yes.
This is how sick the system is, because they want to be eugenicists. The state then influences your 10-year-old to have an abortion. The state basically has usurped more authority than parents now.
But the whole thing is because she wasn't getting her own way, and it took me. I mean, everybody in the town knew. She was telling everybody. I didn't know. I had to take her to my brother's.
Yeah, a lot of times they advertise, they call your little kids in. Everybody listening who goes to public school and most big privates now, they call them in and have ways to trick them and make them, you know, get them to tell stories to break up your family.
Yep,
and it's all because
exactly
these local counties and cities get money from the feds to do this.
And so finally my brother broke it where he got her to say the truth, and I found out then she was pregnant. Well, because she wasn't getting her own way, because I wanted to separate them because I didn't like the idea because of her age. Well, she went in and lied and said that I tried to abort her baby, which I would never do that. And because of her false accusations would come out later that I didn't do that. She says she lied.
Now, this is the government getting involved in the family.
Yes.
So how did this nightmare end?
Well, both of my children ended up gone. And I, to this day, I have bent over backwards, which I found out does not work, you know.
Where did they end up gone to? The state took them?
The state took them. My youngest one's still in foster care. She wishes not to come home, but I know that they play those mind games with them. Well, we can give you money to send you college. We can give you money for clothes.
No, they're experts, psych warfare experts. They even have some psychological terms for that, because then they blame you for what happened.
They're blaming me because I left my kids in an abusive situation. They're using, even after he's dead, because of what the kids said, they used that against me.
No, they're experts. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Yeah, the facts are here. They're in the family. They're breaking down the society. In fact, I do have the news article now where they are hiring 7-year-olds to tattle on people in the neighborhood. So we'll cover that when we get back and go to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. We're going to have this family in studio coming up in about 25 minutes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know that feeling where you just know you can take on 20 men and win? That's a righteous feeling to defend innocence. That's the feeling I got right now. I mean, I feel like I could start spinning like a Tasmanian devil right into a armored column of enemy New World Order operatives. I'm sick of your crap, and we're going to get you. Do you understand? If the spirit of liberty will just start rising, we can clear out this trash very quickly. But people have got to get the guts going. They got to get the attitude. Sick of it. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment. And we've got from one of the big legal defense funds, one of the best lawyers in Texas, and I'm getting other lawyers, and I want the people to know that did this. We're not just going to defend this little girl. We're going to come after you for what you did, and wait till we cover what you did coming up. Because you've been involved in official oppression. And we've got the court cases to do it. I don't just make this stuff up. We filed in federal court on YouTube and demanded it go to trial, and they dropped it and reinstated the channel. And I wrote the briefing myself. Well, they're in Dykes. And I'm not saying we're great. I'm saying we take action. We fight back. Does it mean we win every time? No. But you just know this. You mess with us, you're going to get a response back. And that is the answer to all of this. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And what is 1984? It's cowed, cowardly people surveilled, controlled, giving in to tyranny, lying down, working against each other, divided and conquered. What is 1776? Fired up, caution to the wind. You want a war, you're going to get one. We're done playing games. That's the spirit of 1776. And that's my spirit. I will not be part of your 1984. You know what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing live free or die. And I got a Minutemen on my chest. And that's the spirit I want. That's what I call into me. That's what I am. I declare it. I am born again against tyranny. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want freedom. That's what I want. And I know tyranny when I see it. And those slack-jawed government propagandists can confuse me by telling me tyranny's good. You give me a big old goblet full of cyanide, and you tell me it's grape juice. I know cyanide. How about you drink it? New World Order says our lives don't matter. But then their lives matter so much. You don't like the overpopulation, according to you? How about all you New World Order people? Kill yourselves. All you abortion pushers trying to make all the inner city people. Got your little hired, you know, community leaders, minority leaders trying to get people to kill their kids. How about you kill yourself? You want us to die and stop living? You don't like our life force? You don't like our love of life? You love death? Then kill yourselves. Do it! You like death so much, go home and kill yourselves! Don't call for the death of little babies! Kill yourselves! You abortionists, kill yourselves! You don't like it, I got red blood! You don't like it, I got fury! You don't like it, I'm not gelded! You tell me to leave this country? No, you leave this country! You leave this country! You kill yourselves! You get out of my way! They tell us kill ourselves. They have these human extinction societies and these suicidal nihilist groups with huge UN funding and all these organizations out there. You know what? You like death so much? No, you don't like death. You like us dying. You like controlling us. Well, listen to me, you bastards. It isn't open season anymore. It's all a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. I never understood this till a few years ago, and more I understand it. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. It's a spirit. We have a spirit of evil and limp-wristedness and weakness in this country. The men all puff up and strut around like they're tough, but they don't have any of the deeds to match it. Strength is doing what's unpopular in the eye of the establishment. Strength is not being a coward. Strength is going against the herd. Strength isn't riding a Harley Davidson around with devil tattoos all over you, bugging your eyes out at people at red lights. Those big tough guys, every time you're slamming their head in the pavement and they start crying, aren't so tough anymore. All you tough macho cops that like pushing people around, if you're pushing people around and you're bullying people, you're on the side of evil and you're weak. At the bottom of who you are, you're weak. That's not a radical statement. If you want us to die, and humans are so bad, kill yourself. They want us to die. They want us to give up our will to live. They want to teach us humans are bad. Look at this. I get these articles every day. I'm going to your calls, and I don't even cover them. I got DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker. We'll talk to him in a minute. Town halls hire citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors and report wrongs. You know, who's in there? Googled this earlier when I couldn't find it in my stack from yesterday that I didn't get to, and hundreds of articles just the last couple months came up under the similar search. And they says they spy on their neighbors, their parents, they look in people's trash bins. 7-year-olds! Are 7-year-olds running around spying on people? Is that freedom? Or is that 1984? Is it 1776? Is that a spirit of 1776? Or is that a spirit of 1984? I ask you now. I ask you, is that tyranny? You know, I don't try to sit here and sound like some kind of bore, growling. That's who I am. That's what comes out of my soul. I could grind my teeth into bloody stumps right now. I've got so much hatred boiling in me for tyranny. You understand that? I'm always looking and probing for the way to defeat the enemy. I'm always tracking and scanning and thinking how to mobilize, how to energize, how to defeat them, how to stop them, how to get them off the backs of the innocent and the little ones. Does it mean I have all the answers? No, I'm asking you what the answers are. I just know I'm always there. Always there, trying to find cracks in the enemy. And I found plenty of them. I found out the enemy is as soft as a rotten old barn, that it's time to tear the doors off and tear the son of a bitch down. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Town halls hire citizen snoopers as young as 7, these under federal grants, to spy on neighbors and report wrongs. This is out of England. It's going on in the U.S. too. Children as young as 7 are being recruited by councils to act as citizen snoopers. The Daily Mail can reveal the environment. Volunteers will report on their litter louts, noisy neighbors, and even families putting the rubbish out on the wrong day. There are currently almost 9,000 people signed up for the schemes, more likely to be recruited in the coming months. Controversially, some councils are running junior schemes, which are recruiting children. And then it goes on to say, after basic training, volunteers are expected to be the eyes and ears of the town and to fight terrorism and everything else, and it goes on. In one town, in Luttonborough Council Street, they have 650 volunteers to report environmental concerns. It also is recruiting junior street champions. My God, they called them, I think, the champions in 1984, didn't they? The junior spy champion? My God, they're even using 1984 terms. We've reached red level. They're actually following the book now. 1984 isn't freedom. Like, I've seen them rebranding Big Brother, like Big Brother helping. Big Brother, like, Google that term, Big Brother helping. Now, Big Brother, oh yeah, they'll probably put up Big Brother signs soon. They already put up all seeing eye posters saying, we're watching you in England, in the U.S. All right, I'm going to shut up. DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker, then we're going to go to Janet, Leo, Justin, Bob, others. Go ahead, DJ.
Hi, Alex. I just, first of all, want to thank you so much for giving a voice to all these children and even these oppressed parents that don't have a voice. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because I've worked for CPS and I know what they do. And I'm mad as hell.
Well, I want to be clear. There's a lot of different divisions of social work, as you know, but the audience may not. And that's why CPS has a 50% turnover, the highest of any government job, because most people aren't bad to get into it, and then it ends up only the scum is in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. There were a handful of workers that actually remained, as far as I know, maybe they've been there 10 years, and they were like, it was a snake pit going to work every day with them. And everyone else that went there, they would leave within 6 months because they would see what was going on, and at first I think they could try to change the system from within and found out that they were pretty much powerless or they were, you know, knocked out. I was pretty much, you know, scapegoated out of there, so I tried my best to, you know.
What do you think the CPS is going to do when I give the Hayes County CPS phone numbers and the county commissioner's court numbers out, and they get 5,000 phone calls?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to have a circus. I don't know. They'll figure out a way to lie through it, you know. I mean, we've had citizens call. I've tried to put editorials in the paper. I've tried to spread the word about what's going on right here in our region. And
why did you get out of it?
Just too many of the things. Everything that you've pretty much summed up about CPS, you know, over the years that I've been listening to you, I've observed firsthand, and believe me, it's true. And I just couldn't take any more seeing parents lose their children for no valid reason. I mean, so many of these children, for no reason. One woman, for instance, she lost her kids because she was in the middle. She had been through a fire. She didn't have the resources to buy new furniture. So two of her children, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girls, were sleeping on bed mats. And a neighbor came in and saw that they were sleeping on these little, you know, like those exercise mats,
yeah,
and called CPS on them. I think they
were in Saudi Arabia right now in a harem?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they, you know, they had clothing, they had food, they had shelter, they were sleeping on bed mats, they were taken, and I was told to testify in court that she was not a fit mother, and subsequently.
You know why? Because the adoption agency got $400,000 apiece for them. Stay there, ma'am. I'm going to talk to you more on the other side. Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Riders on the storm. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes. We start the next segment. Into this house we're going to get to Leo, Stephen, Bob, and others, but going back to DJ, Tennessee, former CPS worker. You know, Mike Nelson and Derek Einkoff, who work in this office, couldn't do paramedic stuff anymore, and one of them worked in Hays County and used to go. That was part of it. When they'd pull an ambulance up, when they would send CPS in to grab somebody's kids at night, when they would try to catch them at 2 a.m. to fluster them, when they'd have them sign orders to waive their kids' rights and take them. But Mike told stories about going to a call with drug addicts with a big pile of cocaine on the table, and a two-year-old had eaten it and died, and that was when he finally quit, couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, parents that would stick their kids in boiling hot water, they're psycho criminal parents. And they use that on the news and say, oh, God, you know, we've got to have all these CPS workers then out spying and having secret police. But then you have all these foster care houses and these big facilities where they're five times more likely, that's the Justice Department's own numbers, to abuse children. And so there's no oversight. Pedophiles get into this job position and people that just want money. And it's a race to the bottom. There's no due process, so there's tyranny. I mean, if somebody's beating their kid with a tire iron, that's assault with a deadly weapon. They go to prison. We got the laws. So the evils are much greater always in the name of government good. And that's what we found. So I'm not saying there aren't terrible parents out there. And society's degenerating. You know, I mean, my dad's a physician. He's seen plenty of horrible stuff parents do. Plenty of kids coming in where the parents have knocked their teeth out. But the issue is, it needs to be done to the criminal justice system, not in these phony family court systems set up in the 20s for eugenics. Anything else you can add, DJ, to what we're dealing with?
Well, to what you just said, you're absolutely correct. There are parents out there that do horrible things to their children. And I'd say out of the thousands of cases that I saw, there are probably only, 5% of them were valid, where children should have been taken out of their homes. But then I must add to that, many times they're taken out of their homes and they're put into abusive foster care systems or with relatives who created the abuse problem in the first place. I've seen children go from one abusive family member to another, and there is no oversight. I work for the foster care division for a small, short period of time and was amazed by homes that they were putting them into, and they weren't checking. They weren't.
Like I said, I was a carpet cleaner for one summer, and I guess went five or six, I forget, CPS, the foster homes, and these were mills. These children were kept in like slave positions just to get the money.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen, you know, kids like pretty much kept in like little fenced-in bedrooms, and they were made to stay there all day without going out to play, without having any social interaction.
That's exactly what I saw. It's like a recipe. This is how they do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you, like you said, the court system is just as corrupt. The parents aren't given a voice. If they're even given a lawyer, it's somebody who, you know, doesn't even speak up in court, and they make it impossible. The process to regain custody once your children are in foster care is nearly impossible to overcome.
And that's why all the lawyers that I talked to now said we did the right thing, saying avoid them, stay away from them, because they're telling her, wait till you hear the story, it's coming up. This was unbelievably sneaky, unbelievably evil. And I said, when she was pulling up to her house, I told them, don't go to the house, go to the gas station, just to see, if they're with a cop. And sure enough, they were there with the cops. And just unbelievable. I mean, and literally, this is a tiny scar the size, a bruise the size of a quarter on her thigh from walking into a table. And then she's got little bruises, tiny ones on her knees from gymnastics. I mean, my kids are covered with bruises from playing outside. Who isn't? When I was a kid, I had cuts and scratches. But now they take your kids. And to hear how they milled them in at this Buda Elementary, they brought every kid in and said, mommy's rude to you, huh? Tell me about your mommy. I mean, these people are just, oh, God, I don't even want to say what I think of them. Did they do that in Tennessee where you were at, a couple times during the year, bring all the kids through the counselor as a spy?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got more referrals from counselors who are untrained in questioning a child about abuse. I mean, and they use leading questions, and children just don't respond to that sort of thing correctly. If they say, does mommy hit you, they're going to say yes, and then they go from there instead of, you know, asking in a more appropriate manner, and so it goes from there.
Well, I talked to this little girl for 2 hours yesterday to get the truth, and you know, acting like I wanted her to say, and then basically the cops came and said, you're going to get in trouble if you don't say she did it. And unbelievable. Oh, yeah, they had to get a guy in a uniform, and then they took pictures of her and put it in a laptop. They made her take her pants off. She said, I don't want to, and they said, you're going to get in trouble if you don't. So they forced her to do it because they didn't want to be the ones pulling her pants off. But it's the same thing with a child. That's with sexual abuse, you know. It's a child. You tell the child to do it, and they do it, you still don't get off. Stay right there. I want to finish up with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades.
Gotten so hyped up today, forgot I was going to go on TV with a shaving cut. Got to go wipe that off during the break. I am Alex Jones. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. And I am going to go over what happened to Janet Sanchez. And we've got her fiancé here with us, Joe Flores. And her 8-year-old daughter, Haley, is out there in the office with some of the other ladies that work here at the office. Now, this affects everybody. This affects everybody out there watching, everybody out there listening. And I'm sure most of you already know this. Most of you already understand this. Because just here in the office yesterday when I got off air and found out this was going on and Janet was crying, everybody around the office, including Mike, was going, yeah, when my boy was 8, you know, he's 11 now, he had a bruise on his shin, and they saw it in PE and called me in, and my son told him I didn't do it, that it was from soccer. I mean, you ought to see my kids from playing soccer. After soccer practice, there's bruises all over their legs. That's what happens. But they tried to take them, and then they tried to say that they said, you know, does your dad smoke? And they called smoking cigarettes a drug, and they threatened him they'd take his kids if he didn't drug test. He didn't have any drugs in the system. This is how crazy the secret police stuff is. And you have due process. You're not a slave. They set up the family courts under the eugenics courts to sterilize 400,000-plus Americans in the 20s through the 80s. That's where these special courts came from, where they don't follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They lie. They do all the rest of this. But I wanted to go back and have, before I tell the story briefly and then talk to Janet and Joe, hear about what's happening, I wanted to have the caller, who's a former CPS worker who couldn't stand it and got out of it, DJ in Tennessee, on. Then we'll also take other calls coming up from others that are patiently holding to tell their stories. DJ, anything else as a CPS worker about the incredible crimes you witnessed?
Well, I would have to say keep your kids out of the emergency room at all costs. I mean, that's one, like you said, if a school observes a bruise, if the ER, I mean, if I've brought my children to the emergency room and they treat you like a criminal if it's any kind of injury, like a broken arm, you know.
One time I was at the pool when I was about 12 at the neighborhood pool, and my shoulder got hurt. Chicken fighting when you get on somebody's shoulders. And my dad's an oral surgeon, a dentist, and, you know, so he knows the medical system. He's worked in the hospital. And I got home, and he kind of got real concerned. He said, listen, they're going to ask you if I did this. You got to tell them I didn't. And he was scared when we went into the, I mean, that's my dad. Again, this isn't freedom where you're guilty until proven innocent. Kids get bruises. I know a lot of kids that have been taken, even though there's witnesses, they fall off the park jungle gym, break their arm, they're gone, especially if they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. That's the big bonuses. As you mentioned, did you not, as a CPS worker, see that they really got hungry for those because the adoption agencies can get up to $500,000?
You know, it wasn't until years later that that occurred to me, but I did notice that most of the time it seemed like parents with small children, I'm talking infants, had a more difficult time getting their parental rights back. And
they don't want the older kids. They don't want the older kids. They want little kids.
They want the babies, you know, more people, they're more adoptable. And also minorities seem to get out of the system faster. Oddly enough, because a lot of the minorities had, you know, less as far as resources to be able to follow through.
Let's face it, there are rich white families that want white kids, and they don't care where they come from, and so they put the orders out, and that's why it goes in order of the most desirable. It goes white, Hispanic, Asian, and then black, and that's who they're out mainly trying to kidnap.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I mean, that's my observation. And it's disgusting.
You know, these rich white yuppies should really check where these kids are coming from.
Yeah.
It's despicable.
They'll pay thousands of dollars for a baby, so I don't think they're going to check too hard where those children came from, a lot of these people.
Well, what about quotas? Because it's now come out there's federal bounties. They get bonuses for the more kids they grab.
I never observed, at least I was never told about having quotas. I mean, we had to make so many phone calls or take so many phone calls every week from reports. I mean, if you want to call that a quota. But I was I'm unaware at that point. I mean, this was back in 98 through 2000.
Oh, yeah. No, the really bad quota stuff started out in 97 under law, wasn't implemented till 98, 99. So you got out right when that true criminality accelerated. And that's the point of this, is the bureaucracy's growing, getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. And so at this case of Buda Elementary in down in Taylor, people should know that just south of me, I have family that lives down there. I have a cousin lives there in the military. You need to know when you send your children to these public schools, and it's not just Buda, it's all over the country.
Everywhere.
I can't tell you how many families I've talked to where a lot of times they'll say your child has ADHD, and they might even be 12, and they take them and then institutionalize them because the state then gets federal money saying your child's mentally ill, and they jack them up on all these drugs.
I've seen more of that than you care to know. People only knew, I mean, children, small children on antipsychotic drugs that you wouldn't even give to a persistently and chronically mentally ill person, adult. And they're sent to these places, I mean, these mental institutions for children that are nothing more than bedlam, where they're continued to be raped and abused further.
Well, you know, I looked into this. Remember in the 70s and 80s, they would show hidden film footage of of Russian orphanages where all these kids and piles of crap everywhere in the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Russia doesn't have those anymore? Because they pay people to have children now. They're going the opposite of eugenics. I disagree with a lot of things Russia does, but I agree with that. They're trying to get families to have children. They're being pro-family because Russia is literally, their population's imploding. They have about 1.2 population replacement. And the government admits and apologizes that the socialists, the communists, wanted to break up the family. Now we have that here, and it's been in the news, especially in Florida and Michigan, where they warehouse the kids in basically like little cages at the CPS offices, and then how the kids die and they still give kids to these foster parents, and how they lock them up in cages and give them like one hot dog and one water a day, and they're like concentration camp victims. I mean, it's so hellish.
Yeah. Bologna sandwich. Yeah. That's why I would say, I mean, if there's anything anybody can take away from the little bit of information I could give you, was educate your children. Sit down and talk to them about speaking with a guidance counselor. Teach them, don't answer those kind of questions, and I want my mommy or my daddy there with me. Because they will come, I'm sorry, that's my dog in the background, they will come to the school and interrogate your child without your knowledge or permission.
Well, what about them strip searching their daughter?
I find that incredible. I mean, well, I'm assuming a nurse or a medical professional was there too.
Yeah.
But I mean, doing that without your parents' approval.
And by the way, we've been trying to get this straight from Haley. It looks like there was a male officer there and a female. She said a man. So, well, the Supreme Court just ruled with those girls for drugs. She gave her friend an aspirin, and they strip searched her with males.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's 10. They just said they can do that, but other Supreme Court rulings say no. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but I don't care what the Supreme Court says. You know, they said black people weren't human beings before, and you know, that was overturned. Well, listen, I want to get your number, maybe have you on, because I've had other official CPS people on who've quit before and other family rights groups. Ma'am, you're very articulate. I'd like to have you on as a full guest. Can I get your, we can use a fake name if you want, but can I get your number right now off air?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll get that right now. Thank you so much. Okay, yeah, God bless you. John Harmon, please get that from her up there on the phone system. Okay, let me just try to briefly tell this story, then have the family talk about it. You know, Janet and Joe and Haley, the little poor little girl, so sweet, and I've seen her around here, and it's very nice, and everybody likes her around here at the office. To hear this story, absolutely, it didn't blow me away. Because just as that CPS, former CPS worker said, this is standard. 3 times a year, it's more, some schools less, they bring them into the counselor. This happened when I was, this started when I was in high school 18 years ago, 19 years ago. They call you and they ask, how's family life? Do you have plenty of money? Are your parents nice to you? And then if you don't say anything, they go, did they get you a car? They're introducing you to talk crap. No, they didn't. Are they rude? Do they fight? And all these questions were asked. And they would call each kid in, you know, they put them in a little auditorium area and they would call them back. And they got her in there, and what kid doesn't have bruises on their legs? There she is with the shorts, because it was pajama day that all these schools have. At the last week of school, they have a pajama day, usually on the Monday or the Friday. And she sees a little bruise there on her thigh. I mean, it's a little bitty. I've seen it. Just a little bitty thing. And after walking into a table, kids always say, she has a few little bruises, you know, on her legs, like my kids do from gymnastics and running and jumping. Little tiny ones. You can barely see them. This is normal, though. I mean, with me, I was cuts everywhere and black eyes and, you know, just, you know, broken fingers because I was wild and skateboarding by the time I was 10, you know, huge scrapes on me, missing half the skin on my back. I mean, I would have been gone in today's society. But just to finish this up here, and we're going to go to them, get the timeline clear. And we have the name of the counselor and everybody here. Just absolutely disgusting. And to them, this is normal. All we have to do is the secret police, because if it saves one child, you know, better that 10 innocent kids be taken that one child abused doesn't. See, this is, it's the opposite of 10 guilty men go free than one innocent. And, of course, again, the system's 5 times more likely to abuse you. That's key. These are people that are above the law and very bad on average in the system. And so then they interrogate her. They say, did your mom do that? And Haley said, no, my mom didn't do that. I hurt myself with my grandma. She walks into a table. You can see it. That's exactly what it is. You can even see the corner. And then she said, well, does your mom spank you? Well, no, not really. I guess a few times, which, by the way, isn't illegal. Well, and, you know, not lately. And then, okay, well, the next day the police show up. They take her to the nurse. They tell her, take your pants off. Because this day she's wearing jeans, and she says she's wearing them here yesterday when she came. She said, no. And they said, do it right now or you're in trouble. And the police told her to do it. So she pulls her pants off, and she's very embarrassed when she's talking about this, and looked for other bruises and didn't find them, but took photos of the one little bruise. And then they may have gotten a protective snatch order. They won't say when I talk to them, but we're about to have the lawyers talk to them. We've got to wait till Janet can get off air and go talk to them, you know, on the conference call. And so the police are there. They strip search her, and they say, your mother did this. And she said, no. And the policeman, they said, wearing yellow shirt tucked into jeans. That's what they wear in Hays County a lot of the time, plain clothes. And then one in the uniform said, and she said male and female.
The CPS
was a female. Male cop in there with a little girl in her panties, 8-year-old. This is what they do. And they said, tell the truth or you're in trouble. And she said, no, they didn't do that. And I told you. And they said, you're going to get in trouble, you tell me right now. By the way, she wouldn't take her pants off. They said, you're going to get in trouble. So, and then now their argument is, well, she took her pants off willingly. A minor doesn't work that way in the law. You people know that. I'm going to call you scum. That's what you are. Violating her due process, not calling her parents. You said, take it off or you're in trouble. So you forced her. That'd be like if an adult grabbed a kid in the park and said, have sex with me or you're in trouble. You raped him. You can say, well, the little kid, you know, did it when I told him to. Put a gun to a woman's head and say, I'm going to rape you. You know, you raped him. Well, you forced her to take her pants off. Little 8-year-old. Okay, and you didn't find what you wanted. So you wanted to get in their house. So you start calling her at work at 3 o'clock, and she was going to gymnastics then, threatening Janet Sanchez that you had to come meet at her house. They wanted to go to Janet's house, her house, just south of Austin here in Kyle, by Buda. Or is it Taylor? Taylor's north of here. I get all the names mixed up. Taylor's north.
We live in Kyle.
It's Kyle. Yeah, I'm just so many facts. I know Taylor's north of us, folks, 20 miles. This is south. This is Kyle. Kyle. I have family in Kyle, not Taylor. And so they're down there in Buda, down by Niederwald and all that, south of Austin, in between here and San Marcos. And so, and correct me anytime I'm wrong, we're going to go to you in a moment. We got a lawyer coming up next hour. And so all of this goes on, and I tell her, I say, in my experience, and I'm online checking the law sources and things, I'm going to my things, most lawyers, like all lawyers we talk to and family, say, don't get a lawyer first, don't go home, they're going to force their way in, one dirty dish, one piece of dog hair, they're going to say it's neglect. You heard about the two blonde-haired kids from the last lady being taken for sleeping on mats when their house burned down. Even though they'd be sleeping on those at the Salvation Army. They'll be sleeping in a cage once they're in CPS hands. And I said, no, call her. I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but what I would say, meet her at a gas station and even see what she says. She calls back. She goes, okay, I'll meet you at the Dutch Roll Shell. And I said, okay, we'll drive to the parking lot and see if there's an unmarked or marked police car with her. She gets there in 5 minutes. She goes, oh, my God, I'm here in the parking lot. There's a guy. Looks like he has a gun on his side with a T-shirt partway over it. He's at her car. He's driving a black Mercury unmarked, and he's at the window with the lady. I go, okay, drive out of the parking lot. Call her. Ask if she's there. Yes, she's there. Okay, that's pretty much her. You know, but she didn't like it when I called this morning and said, we saw you in the parking lot with your little friend. She starts going and starts shaking. Oh, sir. Oh, you know, the point is, this is how these creeps operate. They wouldn't tell you, we want to talk to you. Well, the talking was going to be, you sign this paperwork and don't worry, you'll get your daughter back. Just sign it. Boom. They'd have taken her. They get you to waive your rights or they have the court order, but they won't say. So we're not violating court order. These phony things, but they always fill them out wrong too. So they can, that's official oppression. We'll catch him in that. There's lots of stuff. We're going to get them.
Right.
To me, I don't want a Lamborghini Testarossa or a Lamborghini Countach. I don't want a supermodel. I don't want a castle. I want criminals to go to prison, the government criminals. Right. To me, this is like piles of diamonds to defeat them, to crush them. Okay, I mean, literally, I want the treasure, the jewel of liberty. And so it's my – anyways, I want everybody else to learn how to deal with them. So when we come back, we're going to go to you guys. I just wanted to lay this out. So then – they start calling your mother, trying to intimidate her, and they say she's not allowed to have the child, but doesn't, you know, give her the authority. Just tells her, "Hey, slave." That's how they do. You've got to have. Really, they were just wanting to have her take over there so they could get her, make her mom feel important. You have to come get her because she lives near you. You have to come get her. She's not allowed to stay with your daughter anymore, you know, the mother anymore. So that right there means they're either threatening without the order, which is a big official oppression, going around ordering people around. A cop can't come to your house. A CPS can come to your house and say, come polish my, you know, come wax my car. They can't say, do my nails. They can't say, unpack my garage. Well, they can't come and say, you will now take your daughter here. And again, even when they get these court orders, which they probably don't have, they may have now, they're fake. Just like they write blank warrants to take blood at checkpoints in Austin without warrants. It's not real. Right. This is America. This is not Russia. This is not China. This is precious and liberty that we have here, ladies and gentlemen. So, the government's not God, the police are not God, and these CPS workers sure aren't God. They have not one-tenth the authority police or sheriff's deputies have. So, all of this is going on. All of this is happening, and so now we're getting our lawyers, we're going through this, we're fighting this. But remember, this is happening to everybody. This could happen to you next. When you put your children in public schools, and now most private are, quote, complying for their insurance and regulations, they bring your children in, guilty until proven innocent, with snooping operations like the Soviet Union to break up the family. And I have the textbooks they teach the social workers saying the family's a disease, belonging to the prehistoric times, it must be abolished and replaced with kids in cages getting one bologna sandwich a day and a bag of chips. So, or sent to Saudi Arabia, literally, that's on record, to slave pits. We'll be right back with the family.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What
then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Okay, we're not going to get into too many more details about Haley, but we may, with the cameras off, because we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, have her in here a little bit later just to, on record here, from the eyewitness that they told her, you're going to get in trouble if you don't tell us what your mommy did. And they said, your mommy did that bruise. Your mommy did that bruise. And they may be coming to arrest Janet Sanchez. We've got her fiancé here, Joe. you guys have got the floor. Tell folks what it's been like going through this. And we're going to try to give the numbers out to this county. Again, I can't help everybody, but this is happening in my own backyard. I'm asking folks for help. This is also an educational thing on air of how folks can counter this. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. It's just been really emotional because my daughter feels like it's her fault that all this has happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy. It's ridiculous. She had one bruise. I took pictures. They took pictures yesterday, and I saw the bruise, and there's one bruise. I don't.
Now, you took pictures last night. To be clear, they first interrogated her Monday. Had police there yesterday.
Yeah.
You took a photo.
Yeah, and they took pictures yesterday and had her pull her pants down yesterday. And so that was 2 days that they.
Since when do men get to strip search little girls? I mean, this country is just really going to hell.
I don't know if the. I think she told me both of the male cops were out of the office. But the CPS lady and the nurse and counselor were in.
No, it wasn't clear. But she said the cops ordered her. They said.
They told her that she needed to take
her pants off or she would be in trouble.
And that they made her close. She asked them to close the mini blinds because she felt that uncomfortable.
My God. And then they have told her to. She said twice. They said, tell the truth. Your mother did that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She tried to tell them, you know, I do not want to remove my pants down. But they told her, if you don't take your pants off, you're going to be in trouble. So she had to do what they told her.
It's terrorism.
They forced her to do something, and that right there does not make me happy or her happy, and it's very stressful right now. Janet.
Well, then, Janet, what happened yesterday when I said, do what you want, but this is what I would do. This is what the lawyer, you know, and later I gave you lawyer printouts where that's what they recommend. You know, I said, why don't you meet her at a gas station? And then I said, but drive through because there's probably going to be a cop there. Tell folks what you saw.
There was a unmarked car, it looked like, and a lady sitting in the car. So I'm assuming those were the people I was meeting because they weren't parked in front of the gas station as if they were getting off or anything.
And you said she was the cop guy was out and had like something
on
his...
Yeah, I saw something black on the side of his pocket, so I assume maybe it was just...
But you weren't looking too close. I told you, don't look, get out of there.
You were like, don't look, they're going to see you suspicious or something. So I just drove through, and like not even a minute or two later, she called. She asked where I was. I told her I was just pulling out of the. I mean, I didn't.
Well, I confirmed that was her.
Yeah.
I called her this morning.
I mean, I wasn't able to meet her, but.
I mean, that was her there because I called her this morning. I said, we saw you and your friend there at the gas station. She said, oh, you did. And I was like, yeah.
So she said she was at the gas station. Where was I? And I told her, I'm not going to meet you. I'm sorry.
And then she threatened you. She said, I'm going to have to call the police if you don't come in.
Yeah, she's like, I'll just inform them that you were uncooperative. I was like, well, I can meet with you tomorrow. So I made arrangements.
Yeah, you've got to meet when they want. I mean, it's like when they come to your door, you go, no, you don't have a warrant. This is my house. Get out of here, you little scumbag. You're just here to get money. I mean, folks, my children have bruises all over them year-round. They're always playing. They have a treehouse. I mean, when they're in gymnastics, swimming, soccer, basketball, I mean, you know, my son's had his lip busted by the basketball hitting him. Will I lose him because the YMCA basketball? When they play soccer, they get bruises. I mean, is soccer illegal? I mean,
correct. It's very, very frustrating over here on our end. I've had this happen before. Counselors giving me a call that my son has bruises on their legs. It's where they just take advantage of the children, and that really is wrong.
But, Joe, that's bad enough for him to call you and be secret police. They called the cops and strip searched her and took photos and are now running around with cops after you.
Right. And this all, I mean, if they were that concerned, they would have made arrangements for me to be there Tuesday because all this happened Monday.
No, they don't want you to know.
Yeah, so.
They do this in secret.
I questioned her 2 days without my knowledge. I mean, I asked her why she didn't tell me. She said she was scared, so I don't know what they told her.
I talked to her. They told her not to talk to you. I remember that was in the conversation.
So
stay right there. We'll be back in 70 seconds fighting the child kidnappers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.